ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, we've said what? That the wealth of a people is ultimately not in their land. But where is it? It's in the mind. The wealth of man is in his mind, in his consciousness. We must recognize to a great extent it is a world of our own creation. And notice, if you change your consciousness, you enter into a different world. You interact with different people. People often that you didn't even know existed in the world. Social situations that you might not have even recognized until you entered into a new level of consciousness. So I'm going to look at this for a minute. Particularly the consciousness of Africans in America.
Radio.
Thank you.
from the rich and made them poor. Take a young foolish maiden and made her a whore. Look at that.
Call me that dude, Chanel. Or Chanel.